Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Today we feature an interview with Jiayi Mayor Tu Xingze. This is a part of Radio Taiwan International's series of interviews with Taiwan's county magistrates and city mayors about how they are promoting the new southbound policy. That policy aims to strengthen ties with Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. Now, the city of Jiayi is located in the southwest of Taiwan, and it has the famous Mount Ali or Ali San that is known for its beautiful sunrises. It's also very famous for its chicken or turkey rice dish, so it is quite a popular destination for tourists. Today, Mayor Tu Xingze tells us how he is promoting the new southbound policy.
这新南向, 我是觉得说是我们也不得不走的一个路。
The new southbound policy is something that Taiwan must undertake. We used to put too many eggs in one basket and ended up relying too much on China. Since China is not a very civilized society, they can use very authoritarian methods to limit their people's activities. So many factories there have challenges. So it's good for us to have a different policy. Tourism is the same way. They can at any time tell their people not to come to Taiwan. Jiayi has Alishan, which is a popular destination for Chinese tourists. Tourists made a big contribution to our economy, and we welcomed them and even gave them many gifts. But now that China doesn't want them to come, it's a problem. But it's really not our fault. It's China's fault. We really like the Chinese, but we don't like how the Chinese Communist Party limits people's choices.
Mayor Tu tells us how the new southbound policy is making up for the loss of Chinese tourists.
所以我们对这个南向里面，尤其是观光的交流、文化的交流，或是其他的经贸。
We are also interested in increasing all types of exchanges with Southeast Asia under the new southbound policy. The central government has made many efforts, and we are seeing the results. Visitors from Southeast Asia are gradually replacing those lost by China. But Jiayi is more popular among Chinese tourists, so we hope visitors from Southeast Asia will come visit Jiayi. We built a lot of hotels when there were a lot of Chinese tourists, and we have 4,000 rooms. We used to have the second highest occupancy rate in the country, but with less Chinese tourists, now we are under a lot of pressure. We hope to attract visitors from Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, and all sorts of countries to come to Jiayi. We also hope people come from Japan and Korea. We have delegations from Thailand, Korea, Japan, and Hong Kong to check out our destinations in Jiayi. We also participate in tourist expos in places like Tokyo, Singapore, and Malaysia to promote Jiayi.
正在配合中央的南向政策，做一些观光文化的交流。
Jiayi Mayor Tu tells us about some of the must-see destinations in Jiayi.
好，我们常常说嘉义是好吃好玩又好住的地方。那其实不是来吃住玩而已，嘉义是全台湾第一个设立的城市。Jiayi
has great places to see, eat, and live. Jiayi is the first city in Taiwan, so we have many historical and cultural sites. We also have the most cultural relics from the Japanese occupation era. Our city did not develop as quickly as others, so we have many cultural footprints from the past, such as our Kwai Yi lifestyle circle and many historical dormitories. When Japanese visitors come, they are so shocked because they can't even see these authentic historical dormitories in Japan. In Jiayi Park, we have a lot of historical architecture and cultural artifacts. We also are the home of baseball. Baseball fans like to come here to see the real-life settings of the movie Kano, based on the team that competed in Japan in 1931. We also have a lot of forest and wood. In Jiayi Park, you can see all kinds of trees and wood. It's a great place for ecological tourism. Our mountains here are very high and have all kinds of ecological life. We actually have the second largest variety of ecological life in the world. So it's a great place for tourists who enjoy seeing ecological life. We have unique architecture, museums, public art, historical and cultural relics. We also have great areas for cycling and walking. We have a train park where people can enjoy seeing various trains and other parts. We have over 300 years of history here in Jiayi for visitors to enjoy.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. We are featuring an interview with the mayor of Jiayi, Tu Xingzhe. Next up, Mayor Tu tells us how their most famous local food delicacy, Jiayi chicken rice, compares with the famous chicken rice of Singapore.
Taiwan Today with Natalie So. The sound of the Puyuma tribe on Radio Taiwan International.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. We are featuring an interview with Jiayi Mayor Tu Xingzhe. This is part of our interview with all the city mayors and county magistrates of Taiwan about how they're promoting the new southbound policy. Now, one reason people come to Taiwan is for the food. We have a lot of great local specialties, and Jiayi is famous for what's called chicken rice, which is actually made of turkey. The city mayor, Tu Xingzhe, tells us how this compares with the famous Hainan chicken rice of Singapore.
Hainan 鸡饭其实就是等于鸡油饭一样嘛哈。那它的鸡肉，我们的鸡肉饭其实
Hainan chicken rice is basically chicken with oil. Our chicken is actually turkey, which are bigger than chickens. Their meat is chewier, and it's a famous specialty from Jiayi. The rice is steamed, and then the onion and chicken oil is used to flavor the rice.Every place has their own unique take on this famous dish. But the turkey rice is better than any place. Now, if you want to compare it to the Singapore Hainan chicken rice, what can I say? There's really no comparison. Jiayi turkey rice is much better. We do try and eat the Hainan chicken when we go to Singapore, but if you've eaten Jiayi turkey rice, you know it's much better.We can perhaps have a contest one day in Singapore to see which is better, but if you've had them both, you'll know which one is better. Jiayi's turkey is really so much better.
Jiayi Mayor Tu tells us some new developments in their special chicken rice.
那当然现在到处都有了啦，都嘉义的火鸡肉饭，但是还是我们在这里是最好吃。
You can actually find Jiayi turkey rice all over now, but it still tastes the best here in Jiayi. We welcome everyone to come and try it out. We also hope to be able to package and export it to different places. That way, when people want to eat it, they can do so wherever they are.
Mayor Tu tells us how we may be able to eat Jiayi chicken rice someday in our own homes.
大堂过有一些业者感兴趣了，那我们还要再跟嘉义大学的这个叫食品。
We are speaking with companies about developing this instant noodle type of business, and they are interested. We also need to work with the food department at Jiayi University to work this out. We have to make sure the rice tastes delicious after you microwave it. Japan is very good at this. They have rice dishes that taste great after you microwave them.We have to figure out how much to cook the chicken and how to package it to keep it fresh. Actually, food safety is more important than even taste. So we need to do more research to make product that will make consumers feel it is as good as if they were eating it here in Jiayi. That will bring about some great business opportunities.
这边去发展。
Jiayi, like many rural areas in Taiwan, has many new immigrants from Southeast Asia. Mayor Tu tells us how he's developing the multicultural aspect of Jiayi City.
好，我自从我来了嘉义市当市长以后呢，我一直在推销一个理念，我认为这个是嘉义的特色。
I've always believed Jiayi is a baseball city. That's because Kano went to Japan and got second place. How could they do it? Because they had a team of Japanese, Taiwanese, and Aboriginal members. The multiracial aspect of the team led to a great performance. Jiayi also has the same multicultural qualities. We respect different cultures and encourage their diversity. This is one of Jiayi's distinctions. We also have many new immigrants here. We welcome their festivals and encourage them to exhibit their cultures. That way, our citizens can learn and appreciate their culture. We hope to attract visitors from their countries, and when they come, these new immigrants can be their tour guides. They can introduce our destinations in Jiayi. We usually have them introduce their own cultures to people in Taiwan. Their children have made films about their mother's home countries and their personal stories, cultures, and food. So because of these events, many new immigrants have integrated well into our society here. We hope they will also help our tourism industry.
南向政策里面的观光文化的交流能够给我们更大的一个协助。
Jiayi Mayor Tu tells us how they have a special fund for new immigrants and young people starting businesses.
对, 这个部分应该是我们应该要做的, 哈, 那这个, 我们最近, 有一个机会, 就是我们出的,
We should offer help to new immigrants starting businesses. We have a fund of 20 million UND dollars. 6 million was provided by our government, while an association also donated 14 million. This can be used for loans that don't have to have collateral. These loans are for young people and new immigrants to start new businesses. Taiwan Bank is working with us in this plan. This is part of our plan to respect different cultures. It's not just for Taiwanese. It's for all residents of Jiayi.
所以我们的市民都同样享受这样子的一些作为。
Jiayi Mayor Tu tells us what he thinks the role the local government plays in the new southbound policy.
这个台湾是一个在国际上被孤立的一个国家。Taiwan
is isolated from the world. That's because of China. But our people are very active. The local government can do what the central government can't do. We can be more active in foreign policy in terms of the new southbound policy. Last month, I went to see our representative in Thailand. I encouraged him to work with the local travel agents to promote Jiayi as a destination for Thai visitors. We hope our overseas Taiwanese can help out in this regard. And we also promote exchanges and cooperation so that we can help each other. We have many new immigrants from Southeast Asia. They can be a big bridge to Southeast Asia. We encourage their children to learn their mother's language. They also speak Chinese, so they can use their bilingual talents in our tourist industry and other exchanges. The new immigrants are a precious asset. They are not a burden. They can help us as we build ties with Southeast Asia. So the local government will continue to work hard on this and work with the resources of the central government to promote the new southbound policy. I believe this policy can give Taiwan more space in the international arena and can be a help to regional security.
That was Jiayi City Mayor Tu Xingzang telling us about how he is promoting the new southbound policy. The new southbound policy aims to strengthen ties with Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. This is a part of RTI's series of interviews with city mayors and county magistrates throughout Taiwan. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.